Okay, so we are up to Michtav Sheni, the second letter that Revolbi wrote to Talmidim that wrote to him letters. Again, we don't have, and it's on page Lamed Tet, by the way. And again, over here also, we don't have the original, but we can kind of piece it together based on what Revolbi writes. So let's start it up. So he says, Yikiri, my dear one, you behold, you are writing, you're asking in your letter, how does a ben Torah, a person whose life is revolves around Torah and his viewpoints and his perspective of life is grounded in the Torah's viewpoints of things? That's what a ben Torah is. A topic for itself in of itself, but not for now. So how does a Ben Torah, how is he supposed to relate to Taiva? As we'll see as the letter progresses, it's pretty clear that he's referring to Taiva's Nashim. Halala Taiva no'at tafkid adam. Behold, Taiva has a unique job in the life of a person. It's designated for that job. Shlilat. And what, you cannot just negate it. A complete negation of taiva. It's there for a reason. Umeidach, however, namely to be with your wife, as we're going to see. Umeidach, and on the other hand, taiva, hihi yetzahara. Taiva, we know, is the yetzahara's realm. Klomar, and we call it the yetzahara, which means that it's ra. Klomar, yetzer sheyesh li lachem negdo. That is to say, it's an inclination which we're supposed to fight. Therefore, you are asking, you're asking, what are the ways in which you should fight against an inclination, which its current appearance disturbs, it bothers us, and it is called Ra. I mean, it seems obvious that he's talking here about a Talmud who is not married. And so its current manifestation of this yetzer, of this taiva, of this inclination is ra. It's bothering me and it's ra. But inherently in and of itself, it is going to fill a very important role in our lives. Okay, if I understand the question correctly, the question was, how are we supposed to. In other words, if I have a taiva for, I don't know, let's say pork. So I squash it and I crush it completely. I say that's completely out of limits. This is raw. It's bad. I know how to work on that. That's like a straightforward thing. You know, it's like no holds barred. And that's it. But when I'm coming to talk about the Yetzirah for women, that's a very important part of my being. I'm going to need that very much when I get married. That's what glues the marriage together. Again, we're going to see. So that's an extremely important thing. I can't just like cauterize that for myself. I can't cut that away from myself. That's an extremely important, call it a midah, call it an inclination, whatever you want to call it, that is definitely going to be important in my life. So how am I supposed to like work with this? Or I mean, it sounds like from the way that he answers the question, it's more like how am I supposed to look at it? How am I supposed to view this? So he writes as follows. Revolbi answers him as follows. Hamakubal Agadol Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero Zatzal. So Rav Moshe Cordovero, the great Makubal, Mesifro Tomer Devora, in his very famous and classic work called Tomer Devora, the date palm of Devora, Madrich Otano Bazeh, he guides us in this topic. Ve'im ki dvarav him devrei Kabbalah, and even though his words are definitely Kabbalistic, Harei gam lafi habanatenu apshuto. Even according to our simple understanding of his words, there will be a they will his words will shed a tremendous light on this topic. So, in other words, what he's saying is we will not understand. He's about to quote this section of Rav Moshe Cordovero's Torah Devora, and he's preempting it by telling us we're not going to understand this in the true depth of what the Mekubal meant to write. The Mekubal here. Moshe Cordovero, the great Mekubal, for sure has a lot of depth in what he's writing, and he's referencing Kabbalistic concepts, which are going to be way beyond us, for sure. We're not going to expect to understand everything that he writes, but there's going to be, at least on the surface, something that we can take away, a lot that we're going to be able to take away. Zoe Tamtis Dvarav Shel Perek Vav. These are the words, distillation of his words there in Perek Vav. How can a person accustom himself to the midah of gvura? So he says, da, you should know. All the actions that one does that awakens a yitzhara, hey mamish me'orot hagvurot hachazakot, they are mamish awakening not just your yitzhara, they are awakening the strong gvuras, which he explains here in parentheses, which means the midas adin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It awakens judgments upon yourself. When you awaken your yitzhara, you're awakening judgments on yourself. Lechein, lechach, therefore, lo yitnonea leitzahara shelo yorer gevura. Therefore, you should not ignite. You should not ignite the yitzahara in order so that you should not awaken also gevura, awaken dinim from Shemayim. V'hatam shadam yot. So, and the reason for all this, Sha'adam notzar b'shnei yetziros. A man was created with two inclinations, two yetzers. Yetzer tov, yetzer ra. The good inclination and the bad inclination. Ze chesed v'ze gvura. The yetzer tov is chesed, the yetzer ra, yetzer hara is gvura. Omnam. However, Perish b'zor, the Zohar explains, Parshas Bereishis, she yetzer tov nivra la'adam la'atzmo l'tzarko, that the Yetzer Tov was created for a man for himself and his own needs. The Yetzer Hara l'tzorech ishto, and the Yetzer Hara was created and given to us, not for our own needs, but for our wife's needs, like we explained before. Imkein, he's going to explain more. Imkein, therefore, if so, ra'oi shelo yitorer Yetzer Hara l'toilet atzmo, it is fit that a person should not awaken his Yetzer Hara for his own goods, for his own purposes. Because it wasn't created for you, it was created for your wife. And from here we can see how deplorable is anger. And all the things that are like it, which just increase the dinim in the world. However, the Yitzhara should be tied up and locked up. Not asur, like forbidden. That's what he says in parentheses. Kabul, meaning like locked up, like in handcuffs. The Yitzhara should be in handcuffs. Levelti yitorer lishum pu'ula ba'olam mipu'ulot gufo. That it should not awaken to any action in the world for his body. Lo lechem edbiya, not for a desire of intercourse. Lo lechem das mamon, not for a desire of money. Lo letzad kas, and not mitzad. Not from an aspect of anger, lo letzad kavod, klal, and not an aspect of honor at all. You should not be using yitzhara for your own personal things in any way, not for money, not for kavod, not in any of these things. You should be using yitzhara. Amnam, but letzorech ishto yorer yitzhara benachas. But when it comes to the needs of your wife, then you should awaken yitzhara gently, gently, but you should awaken it. Kigon, for example, lahabisha, to dress her up in nice clothing, ulitakein la bayit, and to fix the house for her, the yoimar, and will say, and he should say, bazesh ani malbisha, that with this that I am clothing my wife, ani mitakein shechina, I am fixing the shechina. Wow, the fichach, and therefore kol tikune habayit heim tikune hashechina, all the things you do to fix your house, it's actually fixing the shechina. Shehi mit mateket mitzad yitzahara anivra lasos ritzon kono lo zula, which is sweetened me from the aspect of the yitzahara that was created in order to do the ratzon of Hashem. Ratzon kono is master's will, lo zula, and nothing else. And through this way, you should deal with all of the different desires that one gets from the Yitzhara. You should you should divert all of those desires to be the fixing for your wife. Asher uchiach Hashem lo le'ezer kenegdo, which Hashem has provided him and given him as his ezer kenegdo. Ve'afuch kulam achar kach levodas Hashem. And in that way, you can turn all of these chemdas, all of these desires, to avodas Hashem. Okay, so like he said before, these are the words of the Torah and Dvorah. That was a long paragraph. And again, we probably don't understand most of it, but that's what he continues. And he says, as much as these words are definitely way higher than our understanding, our grasp, however, they do teach us the viewpoint, the perspective of the pnimius Torah, of the Kabbalah, in this topic. Shumi kare yitzira, which is part of one of the main foundations of the creation of the world. And for all we can learn from this, the yitzahara is a holy creation in its end goal. And it is through the power of this yitzir that we are meriting to fix the Shekhinah in our houses. Ki beito shel adam Yisrael, because the house of a man of Israel, ma'on hu l'shekhinah. The house of a person is the dwelling place of the Shekhinah. It's a home for the Shekhinah. It's a very powerful what he's saying here. L'shem kach notzar bano yitzhar, and it's because of this, sorry, yitzhar zeh, and it's for this purpose that we have created in us this yitzhar. Like this statement of the Zohar that was brought up in his words, in his holy words. That the Yitzhar was created for the Tzorach of your wife. And as much as a man influences or bestows good upon his wife with purity and with holiness, he is fixing the Shekhinah. Noira v'nifla moed. Wow, wondrous and awesome. Great, greatly wondrous and awesome. Gam the bilti mevin omek sodam shel advarim. Even for those of us who are not fully understanding the depth of the secrets of these words, still, it is definitely wondrous and awesome. All right, we'll stop there. Shkoyach.